Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If this is your trash collection day in Flint, that trash bin is going to be full tonight. That's because trash pickup has been canceled as Flint's mayor and city council fight over a new contract. Mayor Karen Weaver wanted to give the trash hauling contract to a company called Rizzo Environmental Services. It had the lowest bid. But instead, the city council opted to continue with Republic, the current trash hauler. The mayor vetoed the council vote. The council overrode the mayor's veto. Mayor Weaver then canceled trash pickup until further notice. A court hearing happened Friday, but Mayor Weaver was at the Democratic National Convention and she couldn't attend. But the judge declared there is, in his words, an obnoxious stench of political intrigue in this trash controversy. All sides are ordered back to court tomorrow. As this fighting plays out in City Hall and a courtroom, it's one more indignity for people in Flint. Mark Masters of TDM Realtors spoke to Stateside back in January, talking about the difficulties of trying to address the water problems for his 300 or so tenants. Mark, what are you hearing now from tenants about losing trash pickup?
So far, it's in its infancy, so it hasn't really gotten too bad at this moment. I did notice when I drove by earlier this morning on my way to work that there was a few bags of garbage already left on the front lawn of the city hall there, so I think by the end of the day, there might be even more bags left there from what I have been hearing of tenants coming here and paying their rent. Best ability is just try to secure the garbage as best they can and try to ride out the storm. Hopefully, within a few days, we'll be back in business. But then again, it might take longer than that.
And so you're saying that you're hearing from tenants and you've seen it, that people are kind of saying, okay, City Hall, here you go. Here's my trash.
Here's my trash, yeah. I mean, they already went out there back in the height of the water crisis and filled up bathtubs with bottled water to show them how long it would take to take a human-sized bath. And that, of course, that took quite a few cases of water to even get remotely enough in a tub to take a bath. And now, yeah, you're absolutely right. The problem is it's not just the garbage out on City Hall. It's that we have a lot of vacant homes in our town, and I have a big feeling that people are just going to ride by these vacant homes and start piling garbage in these houses, which, of course, will create a lot of health issues as far as animals, rodents, bugs. So a lot of health issues. So they need to get their poop in a group and get this taken care of.
You know, I got to wonder, Mark, as tenants come in and pay their rent and talk about this garbage fight between the mayor and between city council, are you hearing people support one side or the other, Mayor Weaver and Rizzo versus city council and Republic?
You know, I haven't. Most people here in Flint are just sick and tired of the politics altogether. We don't want to really support anybody. We just want resolution to the problem. Miscommunications down there in City Hall. I spend more time bouncing around City Hall trying to figure out anything to help us out, and I just get passed the buck. Nobody heard nothing. You know, one person says something, the other person says, well, I didn't get a memo on that, or I haven't heard that. And it's just there's a lot of conflict. Nobody likes anybody down at City Hall.
And the one paying the price for that seems to be residents.
Residents, taxpayers' money. And Flint is a very expensive place to live with no outcome I see in the future. There's barely any industry left here. Most of the big GM factories have left and they're being tore down by out-of-state people even. I mean, it's not even local companies doing the work. And you have truck and bus that's still here. Thank God, you know, that's supporting a few people. But at one time, Flint had over 200,000 people living here, and GM alone employed 80,000 of them. And now there's less than 100,000 people left in Flint and barely any GM left. And you got to think all those other jobs that left when GM left. I mean, everything from the grocery store to the, you know, small little mom and pop shops that supported all these GM workers are all gone. We had over five high schools. We're down to two high schools in Flint. Grand Blanc is the biggest school district now in Genesee County, with Davidson coming in second, and Flint is now third. So if that tells you anything, there's just not enough people here to support anything. So we're all fighting tooth and nail just to try to keep our nose above water, not just me as being a landlord, but just the tenant trying to live off of what they got as far as the little job they got or the welfare they have to live off of, and it's a very tough time.
Is there just kind of a ongoing water issues that you're having to deal with, too, with your tenants? Where are things for you there?
Well, it's tough. I mean, we have several locations through town that you as a person that lives here could stop, give your address out, request how much bottled water you need. They'll load you up. They'll offer free filters, test kits, and then you can go about your day. So what I've been doing is I've been going around in my truck, and I've been picking up usually about 20 cases of water is about what I can hold without getting too extreme, filters and test kits. And then when I go around to pick up rent from a lot of my tenants that don't have vehicles or a way to get bottled water, I will stop by and drop off several cases of water here and there and filters and test kits as needed. And then I also bring a lot of filters and test kits back to my office so tenants coming in to pay the rent can pick up a filter or a test kit if they take the bus. So, I mean, I've been trying to do everything I can to keep my tenants happy and keep them, of course, renting their house from me. That's how I make my money. So,
what would you say to the mayor and to city council if you had them in front of you right now, Mark?
That they need to all start working together really hard to resolve this issue and quit doing a lot of in-house fighting. They're really not even thinking about us anymore as the people that have to either live here or work here. They're just thinking about themselves at this point. It's getting really tough on all of us. I mean, it really makes it disappointing for me to come to work every day when it just makes my job that much harder having to deal with, you know, at first it used to be, is that a good neighborhood I'm moving into? You know, what's the crime rate like and stuff? Then it went to, is it Flint water? No, I'm waiting for him to say, am I going to get my garbage picked up? It seems like we take one step forward and then three back every time.
Mark Masters is with TDM Realtors in Flint. And as we said, a court hearing was held Friday. Mayor Weaver couldn't be there, but all sides are due back in court tomorrow. Mark, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.